Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, April 21st, 2022, and I'm here to give y'all another classic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another classic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for rocking with me. Just in case it's your first time and y'all new, subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. And, you know, just take me with you wherever you go, man. You know what I'm saying? The show is available 24/7. Like I said, we're on all platforms. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. Slack is Talk is everywhere. Hit that subscribe or follow button, and you'll get new content each and every week delivered straight to your device. I hope everybody out there had a safe and wonderful Easter. You know, I enjoyed myself. I paid my respect to God. You know what I'm saying? It's his time. You know, I got an extra day off to relax and also get some work done out of the deal. A lot of my Vision for Kids organizations, they attended Easter egg hunts. You know what I'm saying? That's something that we do every year. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite events. So, you know, a lot of them got that in. And overall, you know what I mean? I just hope everybody had a safe, wonderful holiday. But now, unfortunately, here on the Slack is Talk, before we get started on our regular, you know, regular broadcast, I got hit with some, you know, bad news earlier this week, man. The legendary DJ K Slay passed away earlier this week. And, you know, DJ K Slay is a legend, man. You know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to him on the radio. You know what I'm saying? His interviews were like priceless, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the people that I actually like. I paid attention to his work. You know what I'm saying? I paid attention to not only the way he DJed, but his interviews and stuff like that. How he carried himself. You know what I'm saying? Because he was one of those big names in New York, like, for years, man, for years. And for those of y'all that didn't know, you know, he passed away. He was actually battling COVID for a while, you know, for a long time, man, a long time. And, you know, I wanna use this opportunity to tell people, like, even though, you know, the numbers may have been going down, you know, in a lot of places as far as COVID. Let's still take this thing serious, man. You know what I'm saying? It's still out there. You know, people are still losing their lives. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know people are dropping the mask mandate and all that kind of stuff. But, like, let's still be mindful, you know, that this thing is still out there. You know what I'm saying? It's not dead yet. You know what I mean? I don't want to rain on nobody's parade, but it's still here. You know what I'm saying? And this should be a reminder to you. But, you know, shout out to DJ K Slay and his family, man. And it's a tragic loss to the rap community. For real, for real. DJ K Slay is a legend. Like I said, I grew up listening to his show. And he gonna be missed, man, for sure. Now, you know, now let's get down to business. For today's show, you know, I have another classic banger for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Another topic that I feel like is very important, man. You know what I'm saying? As all y'all know, it was Easter Sunday, you know, this past week. And, you know, a lot of people go to church, which they should. You know what I'm saying? And before I get started, you know, I want to talk a little bit about myself. I definitely wholeheartedly, without a doubt, believe in God. You know what I'm saying? No question about it. Now, with me believing in God, I have to be honest with you. You know, I don't go to church every week. I'm not a Bible expert. I don't play the whole religion thing. You know, I'm not what you call like a religious person. But I still do believe in God, of course. I know he's real. I know he's the reason for me having everything that I have today. As far as business-wise, personal, everything. You know what I'm saying? I owe it all to him, without a doubt. Now, I'm human. I don't always do everything right. Maybe some of the things that I believe is wrong sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. But I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? And because I believe in God, there are certain things that I'm just not going to be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Even if I still do things wrong sometimes, there's going to be like some kind of limit. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm aware of God. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. And I've always been like that. So now, should everybody go to church? Yeah, I believe so. Do everybody have to go to church to believe in God? Nah, I don't really think so. You know, it'd be good if everybody went and played the whole role. But I think even if people don't play the whole role, that doesn't mean that they don't believe in them. You know, that don't mean that they don't respect them. That don't mean that they don't honor them. You can honestly do everything at home. You know, the things people do in church, you can do all those things at home as well and be just as effective, I believe. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get into my topic of the day, which is people that hide behind the church. I'm going to repeat that. My topic of the day is people that hide behind the church. Now, what I mean by that, to break it down a little bit, is certain people go to church on Sundays, and they might go to church every Sunday. You know, every Sunday they in the church faithfully. But come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they the biggest hell raisers in the world, man. They the biggest troublemakers. They do everything and everybody dirty for those other 6 days. But because they go to church that Sunday, according to them, all is right with the world. Now, I didn't do this episode to attack people that go to church that do things wrong. Nah, that's not what this is about. You know what I mean? This is not what that's about at all. Because even the people, even the Bible experts, even the people that are saved, even, you know, preachers and people that teach Sunday school, they would all tell you that, you know, they're not perfect and they do things wrong. So, you know, if they're not perfect and they do wrong, you know, just imagine, you know, the people that go to church sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Or just on occasion, you know what I mean? So that wouldn't be fair to do that at all. But this episode is for people that use the church because they intend to do wrong. You know what I'm saying? They use the church to try to hide who they really are. You know what I'm saying? They use the church because they intend to do nothing but bad the rest of the week. Those are the people that I'm talking about. The type of people that, you know, when you look at them, they in church every week. When you talk to them, they tell you, you know, they was raised in the church. You know, they believe in God. And they tell you all this good stuff. And you buy into it. Because let's be honest, man. You wouldn't really believe that there's people out there that's willing to lie about God and lie about church. You know what I'm saying? You would like to think that people wouldn't go that low. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have some kind of, like, morals and values. You know what I'm saying? Like, to use the church, that's low. So you look at them, you see them in church, and they tell you these things, and you just would automatically start to believe that they just wouldn't do certain things. You know what I'm saying? Certain things that goes on, that go on in life, they wouldn't be a part of. You know? And the whole time, that's the intention. Because they tell you they go to church and do this and do that, and that makes you believe that they wouldn't do this. And the whole time, that's their plan. That's what they want you to believe. Now, like I said, you know what I mean? I'm not an expert by any means. But here's what I know. And what I know are the basics. You know what I'm saying? Your everyday basic common sense. You know what I mean? About God and how he feels and, you know, what he expects. If you're not handicapped, and you don't have no disabilities, there's nothing wrong with you mentally or anything like that, and you're an adult, you expected to either work or go to school. You know what I'm saying? It's not about if you could meet somebody who got a good job. You know what I'm saying? That means you don't have to do anything. That's not what God teach. You know what I'm saying? That's not what he expect. You know what I'm saying? That's not what was being taught in the church. If you have kids or any type of responsibility, like as far as like bills around the house, or, you know, being able to call people and take care of stuff, any type of business in general, you know what I'm saying, that requires you to live on a day-to-day basis, you're expected to take care of those responsibilities. Period, point blank, plain and simple. God is not a selfish person. So God wouldn't want anybody else to be selfish. You know what I'm saying? Put other people before you sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's not about you all the time. Sometimes it's about giving. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a healthy balance. You got to give some and you can receive some. You know what I'm saying? If you have kids or responsibility, it doesn't make sense. Like, you look like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? From head to toe. You know what I'm saying? All your clothes is new, and you know you want everybody to look at you. You want all the attention on you and everything, and you just look like $1 million all the way down. But when it comes down to it, you wouldn't be able to go to Burger King and buy your kids a cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know what I mean? If somebody else is struggling, you know, and needs something small, you're not able to do it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, man. That's not God-like. You know what I'm saying? God is not selfish. God wants you to help others. God wants you to keep it real with the people that keep it real with you. And I feel like those are just some of the basics, man. Some of the bare minimums that you can follow. Everybody in this world is different. You know what I'm saying? There are no two people that's alike. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the world, believe it or not, have things that they're good at. You know what I'm saying? And when you good at something, and you knowledgeable about something, and you're in a position to help people and to give them experience and to make their life better, you should do that. You know what I'm saying? Share your experience, share your knowledge with other people. You know what I'm saying? Especially those that are younger. You know, it goes a long way when you help others. You know what I'm saying? It shows that you're not selfish. It shows that you're knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? It shows that you have talent, you have skills and stuff like that to be able to give to others. And other people see that about you. And when other people see that about you, a lot more people will be willing to like work with you, you know, deal with you on a personal level. And I think more good things will come your way when you genuinely help others, you know what I'm saying? And you're not a selfish person. I mean, to me, it makes no sense to me at all if you were, you know, you claim you was raised in the church. You know, you claim you about that life. You was raised, born and raised in the church. You went to church 2 or 3 times a week. You even get on other people if they don't go to church. If you come across somebody else that don't go to church or don't go to church as much as you getting on that person. Oh, you know, it's a shame that you don't go to church, but you able to do this and you able to do that. You know, you that type of person. When you in the church, you just, you know, you a holy roly. You know, you do everything by the book. You don't mess around. You don't play around. You don't do nothing. You just a straightforward, great individual all the way around when you talk about the church. But those other six days outside of the church, you do everything that goes against going to church. Either, you know, you out here doing drugs, or you messing with somebody who do drugs. You messing with people who don't take care of their kids. You teach your kids bad habits. And simply put, from Monday through Saturday, you just doing everything that goes against God altogether. And you live a whole completely different life than the one you portray as someone who was raised in the church. You're hiding who you really are. You're hiding behind the church. You see, you do these things on the low. Because the fact of the matter is, if you were ever caught by somebody and that person decided that they want to go ahead and let it be known, they wanted to expose you, people wouldn't believe it because all they really see is you go to church. The only thing they know is what you tell them about how you was raised in the church and you do things the right way and you believe in this and you believe in that. That's all they know. They don't really know you or see you like that outside of church. So they wouldn't know no different. So because of that, you take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? You do what I call hiding behind the church. And to me, that's a dangerous game to play. You know what I'm saying? That's a serious game. That's something that I'm not willing to do. You know what I'm saying? I say it again. I don't go to church every week. And, you know, I don't read the Bible and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a heavy religious person. But I do the small things. You know what I'm saying? I do the basic things. Like, I pray before I eat. I talk to God. I thank him when things are going right. I thank him even more when things are going wrong. Because the things that go wrong, that's experience for me. That's a learning thing for me. You know what I'm saying? I could use that experience and know-how for the next time something like that comes around. Or I could use that in case one of my kids go do something, or, you know, somebody I work with, you know what I'm saying, on the business level or something like that, go do something. I have some information or something to offer them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I do the basic stuff. And to me, I'd rather, like, do the basic stuff and really be real about it. And at the same time, like, go do life and make the mistakes that I'm going to make on my own and fix them later. Or learn from them later. I'd rather live like that than to use God's house as a platform and a hiding place just to be able to cover up the dirt that I know I'm going to do for the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying? If you using the church as a cover up, it's not going to work for you, man. You know, it's nothing good is going to happen from that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how good you're able to hide it or how long you've been doing it. It's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Plain, period, point blank, plain and simple. And for me, if you're an adult, just be who you are. You know what I'm saying? That should be good enough for you. Stop trying to portray a lifestyle that don't fit you. Stop using other people's lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And just use the lifestyle that you know you want to live, you know? It works better that way. Either good or bad, people will respect you more for being yourself in general. Remember something. You know, you only have to fool people and trick people and play games on people because you don't have the things that you need to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you a boss and you live right and you can get you can get the things that you need to live the kind of life that you want, there would be no need to play games. There would be no need to like fake like you someone else and all that other kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing things to like please other people, then you're wrong right there out the gate. You know what I'm saying? If I have to do something to be a friend, I'm not going to do it. We're not friends then. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do. Because that's what I want to do. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not living for nobody else. A boss doesn't do that. But anyway, on today's episode, I'm just doing a lot of venting because I'm tired of people who portray a lifestyle and they're not really about that life. You know what I'm saying? They really go out and live the opposite of what they portray. You know what I mean? So I'm just doing a little bit of venting and teaching at the same time. Make sure y'all not one of those people, man. You know, however you live your life, live it. Be real about it, man. And if you grown, you should be able to tell people about it. And you should be able to live it in front of people. You know what I'm saying? Because what you're doing is supposed to be right. You know what I mean? And if you a boss and you a leader, then that means people should be trying to follow you. You know what I'm saying? People can't follow you if you're hiding what you're doing or portraying something else. But I just wanted to get that out there. And on a side note, you know, because I always like to lead the show on a good note. If you do live that lifestyle and you was born and raised in the church, or even if you don't, you know, even if you don't live that lifestyle, if you want to talk to some experts, if you want to see some real professionals, some people that really know about religion, some people that know about being saved, I encourage y'all to tune in to the Every Step of the Way podcast, you know what I mean, that we got going on right here on the Vision Live Network. I also encourage you to tune in to the Raw and Uncut podcast hosted by Elder Ratton each and every week. Those guys, you know, two different shows. You know, Elder Ratton, we got on both shows. And they just teach everything. You know, the ins and outs of church. They teach religion. And they just cover, like, all topics, man. They come straight out of the book. Everything. You know what I'm saying? It's always a great moment. You know what I'm saying? You'll always, every time you listen, you'll always come out, you know, with something that you didn't know before you entered the show. You know what I'm saying? Always great insight, different point of views, different ways of teaching, different ways of preaching. And y'all to get a lot out of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just great content, man. Great learning experiences. We got Every Step every Wednesday at 8. And we got Raw and Uncut Mondays at 7. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave on this note once again. I'm going to say, I believe in God. I love God. And I don't play the whole movement. But the one thing that you can say about me is that I'm real with it. I'm real. And that's the only way I know how to be. This has been an episode of the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks again for tuning in and rocking with me. And we'll be back again to talk next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.